Okay, Rabbi Say, Simi Kufya Gimel Sif Dalin. In the first few Sifa, we passed the rules of which foods are subject to the laws of Mishul Akum. And having passed the list of which foods are subject to Dine Mishul Akum, we now turn to the different manners in which food are cooked, in which Mishul Akum applies. The Sifdalit is perhaps the most nogea la halacha in homes. This relates to a couple of disputes among the Rishonim regarding a shifcha in a Jewish home, regarding a non-Jewish maid in a Jewish home. And there are a number of discussions among the Rishonim, a possible heterim. So we have to sort of concentrate on separating the discussion. This is not a Gemara issue directly. It's a Rishonim issue. Rishonim discussed whether Mishul Akum applies to a maid in a Jewish home. So we have to go carefully and go through the different machlokes Rishonim. The Mechaba begins with one machlokes Rishonim. Yesh mi shamati er bishvachei shalanu. The first shita holds that our maids are mutter. Now it would be nice to just stop there and have a heter, but look in the grotes. What is this heter? Kivan de konu li Yisrael lemaisa yadav. Since we're talking about servants who are owned by the Jews, the Jewish master, for maisi adayim, for whatever they earn, umuzer alav b'shabbes min ha'tayra, and you're commanded on shvisas avodav min ha'tayra. So let's say b'chlolam. So this shita holds that a servant that's the property of a Jewish master, to whom there's an iser of shvisas avodav, and such a person there's no din of Mishul Akum. Now, fortunately or unfortunately, since Lincoln, this heter does not apply in New York because we don't own our avodim. And even on that, the Mechaber says, Yesh Mishayisra Afilu B'Di'evet. But the Rashba disagrees with this heter even when it's Konili Yisrael. And the Gra in Yud brings a raya from a Gemara, where, without going into the Svara, the Gemara says that by avodim, there is a Issa Mishul Akum. So Mimelu, we have our first Machlaikis Rishayim, and it appears at least that this Machlaikis has nothing to do with us because we don't have these types of servants. Now, before we go to the Ramah,
does the Gra equate the Shifa to a Keli or not to a Keli? I don't understand.
Does that do with a Keli? So there's no Chasnus on a servant that you own. There's no chashash that you'll intermarry with her children. Okay, so that's the din. It has nothing to do with shvisas kelim. Shvisas avodim is in the pasuk. All right, for avdei b'shivchasai. So he's saying the chasnus doesn't apply to avodim, and that's the heter. That's the way the Gra is saying. So, what? No, it doesn't mean that she's Megayer. It just means that it doesn't mean she's Megayer. Now, let's see the Shachantaz. What?
Originally, when we started, we said that Mishul Akum was a
There are two chashashes. Shem yechelenu dvarim tameim, and that does probably doesn't apply if she lives in a Jewish home. And yeah, a real she's a geiris. Yeah, real she was asking geiris. Right. So here, this is a hashar of rishayim. This is not. There's no Gemara that says the Shvachai Samutar. So it's not something that there's a loy plug type of takana. It's a hashara of Rishayim that the cutting of Israel, it shouldn't apply. Now we start to see the Shach and Taz. I read to you the Gra. The Gra is short. Let's read the Shach and Taz and see if it applies to our Shvachis as well. Now Taz Gimel, you see Taz Gimel? Bottom line, and that's, to me, it's not so clear what his maskana is. Let's read his words. B'shvachei shalanu, pirish ha-kenuya islanu, that are owned by us, musharim anu amalachta b'shabes min ha-tayra. That's word for word the same as the Gra. Then he says, v'ei michlal zeh, ha-shvachei zevdei kachavim, shei nisgarim li-Yisrael lizman. It doesn't apply to a cleaning lady or a maid that is hired out to a Jew for a period of time. So according to this, the same as the Gra, that it's us, that there's no head. The Ella, the Be'isav had to climb and gimel kasav gam be'elu lahat to b'di'evet. He brings a shita that saimich b'di'evet on such a thing. V'lismayach al Rabbeinu Avram shemevi ator shebeis Yisrael einbei mishum bishul evi kechavim afgav loy kamelon kavase. Now he's going to be mitzarif a rivet shita. That Raivan is going to be in the Ramah, which you're going to see momentarily. So Taz is like this. The Taz says, Pashtus, the Heter, Shvachas doesn't apply to our maids who are Schura Islanu. But he says that Piti Eved, with its Siruf, this of the Heter is Meikum. So let's see, you turned the page already, so let's see the Ramah. The Ramah brings this Heter. The Ramah says, the Machaber brought two Shitas in this first machlaikis. So he says, the Mechaber brought two shittas, the Ramah paskin, b'di'eved, yesh lismaych adivrei hamatirin. B'di'eved, we can rely on the mekilim, look in Gra Yud Aleph, mitzurif ledas harayvid b'taisis. With the tzirif of the rayvid, which is exactly what the Taz said, the Taz said Rabbeinu Avram, which is the rayvid, which is a tziruf to be mekel. What's the tziruf of the Ravid Shita? The Ravid holds that a separate machlekes, that in the Beis Yisrael there's no iser. In a Jew's home there's no iser chasnus. So turns out that we're mitzarif two shitas. B'di'eved, Ramah says. And the Taz said. B'di'eved, we're mitzarif two shitas. The shita that shvachis is mutter, even though Pashtus is only Kenuya Islanu, but Mitzarev to that, the Heter of Beis Yisrael, so we have here an important kula, B'di'evet. In a Jew's home, that Bishalakim shouldn't apply, only in a guy's home. Right, so this sheet, well, if he's cooking for himself, we'll talk about it later. Right now, totally he's cooking for a Jew. Okay? So we have here a Heter B'di'evet with Mitzarev to Machlai Serishayinim. The Shita, the Mechaber, the Kenuya Islanu is Mutter, even though Svarit shouldn't apply. Plus, by Schura Islanu, with Mitzarif, the Ravid Shita, that's the way the Gra learns into the Ramah, and that's the way the Taz Paskin. Now let's turn back and learn how the Shach learns. The Shach is Zayin. It's a long Shach, but at least we'll get through the most of it. Let's see. B'shvachei shalanu, shekenuya islanu, the mlacha, the evan, ha'evik ha'chavim, Yisraelu, muzul ha'vi Shabbos, b'nai ta'ira, v'lasei b'kla ha'evik ha'chavim. He says even lasei b'kla ha'evik ha'chavim. Hilkach lasei b'kla g'zeres chasas, akhan l'shein tshuvas ha'ramban, she'evi b'es yaisif, v'darkei ma'isha. What? It's a simin that they're subject to us. Since we're commanded on their malacha, so they don't do malacha for themselves. All the malacha they're doing is for us. So mimele, there's no cheshash of chasnus. That's it. Well, you're not married to Goyim either.
difference?
So why are you learning Bishul Hakam? The whole Bishul Hakam is chashu marry a guy. No, it means there's no kriya of hadas. There's no chasnus, right? What? Oh, you mean that's the lashon of the of that kind of shayna? Let's say b'chalav yikachavim, like let's b'chalav gzeres chasnus. It means that megayer and there's no gzeres chasnus. I didn't think that's what it meant. Maybe, I don't know. I have to look up Shuvas Rambam. At any rate, the Shach says, "Bahanach shvachais, mayri amachaber, avolay bishvachais shalanu, shabaratis elu, shein knuya islanu, rak shenisgru l'shana." They're hired for a year. Ain't on musarim aleihem b'shabbes, k'moshin avar barachayim simishin dalin, chekos abachal afizem, ashkos avarav. The Ramah says, "B'di'evid Yeshus, when I did Ramitirin, loy osi shapir b'shvachei shalanu." The Taz said that the Ramah means even by us we make with the tzeref of the Ravid. The Shach says that according to this, the heter of the Ramah is not true even b'di'evid. Then the Shach says, "Tzarach loy b'di'kaya shvachas tamayri amechaber." So you have two choices. Either Ramah is going on shvachas that you own, or Ratzalayim Yeshus Mechadivrei Matirim Bishalak or Bebeis Yisrael who das Rabbein Avram Shevi Ator Chedas Adarkei Moshe. This is what we're going to learn because this is the way the Gra and the Taz seem to learn. The Gra clearly and Taz seems to learn. It's not medugdet to Lashon Ramah because the Ramah seems to be going on the Mechaber. But what we're saying now is that this Heta B'di'evet is a Heta based on the Ravid. That Beis Yisrael is mutter, and even b'shvachas shalanu, it's also mutter. So we have here at least a b'di'evet dika heter by shvachas shalanu, by our shvachas who, even though they get paid by the hour and not mitzvah on them on Shabbos, and it's a handy kula to have. Now it's not a l'chatchila dika kula. And even those dachreinim who bring it, the chashulchan and the chachmas adam say rak b'yevshe bin yinacher. It's not a lechatchila. However, we need to bear in mind that there are situations where we have tsirufim. Halacha works, especially Yerideya, works a lot with being mitzarif different shitas lekula. So we already had a dispute about a Yisrael mumer if Bishul Hakam applies to a non-observant Jew. And the Pesachei Tshuva was Saisim Lahachmir, that even though Afiyas Hakam doesn't apply, but Bishul Hakam does. But they want Mekilim as well. See, here we would have a Tziruf. If you have a Jew that's a non-observant Jew, which is itself a Machlaikis, and they're Shvachei Shalanu, they're working in our homes, so if we would own them, we'd have the heter of the Ramban. But we are shvachas that are only schurais. So we have a tziruf of the Ravid and those who are mekel b'di'evet. So by a case of fraya yid, it would seem to be enough of a tziruf to be mekel. And certainly, if it's a Russian background woman who lights candles on Shabbos but doesn't know enough to not go shopping on Shabbos, there's a certain amount of respect for from Kai. So there, you can be mitzarif with these two shittas to be mekel, and then the shvachas shalanu in our homes, we would have a strong tziruf to be mekel. That's what would come out. Okay, that's what comes out from these two shittas. We still have to get to the third shita, which is the rest of the Ramah, which you're going to get to in a moment.
We also have chashas that's going to bring it from outside also.
Yeah, you have to make sure the kashrus is not an issue. So that the kai, you have to make sure that it's true. It's true, yes. It doesn't, well, okay, so let's see. Why do we have a problem with a guy cooks with kashering our kalim? So those who have a shulchan aruch should turn to shachof. Those who don't will have to trust me, I'm not making this up. The Shachav has an important exception to this kula, which unfortunately is what comes up in Jewish homes. What we said till now is that you have a shvacha is cooking in our homes, so we have a strong shita to be makel. Either the ravid that Beis Yisrael is mutter, or the machaber that the shvacha is haknuyis lanu are somehow mutter. In shachov, it talks about kashering. So why are you kashering? It's all in the Jew's home. But the eved Ramah said to be makel. So the shach is bothered by that, and he brings the Ramah in his sefer Teres Chatos. It's shachov because of Teres Chatos. Kelim shebishlu ben oivy kechavim asurim, lakach tzorach lizor b'shvacha is oivy kechavim. Therefore, you have to be careful by our maids. B'shvacha is oivy kechavim hamevash lo isla atzmon bebeis rabban. If they're cooking for themselves in a Jew's home, shlo yinichu agabi yor, they shouldn't put the food on the fire. V'kinu ve'inichu, if they did put it on the fire, a Jew should do something. Either to fix it, or if it's too late, tzarech hagala. Akal l'shayni. Ve'in lahakshayis. Wait a minute, you may ask, ha'kos ha'sham din yinzayin, de b'dieved ogul ahatir, afilu ha'tashun v'ashul b'beis Yisrael. Ay, why are you kashering? We already said in our sif, that in the Beis Yisrael, a guy cooking, b'dieved at least, we have what to be say, b'chad. And for the shach, yishloi b'kubesh kosa b'agos, sefer isa v'heter, afa b'shul 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 Yisrael. In Bishlalatzma Gorat Fei, that's only if she's cooking for the Jew. Cooking Adas the Jew. But if she cooks for herself, in Bishlalatzma Gorat Fei, which is cooking Adas herself, it's worth. Afagadi Bifnim Tereschatas Matabibes Yisrael Matami Yevshol Yechata, which we'll get to in a minute. Shemdim Avashlatzma Irigilas Klaal Shemimabes Yechata. The Shach very clearly paskins that this whole kula of this sif does not apply to a maid who's cooking for herself. It applies only to a maid who's cooking for a Jew. So she's cooking al das a Yehudi, but she's cooking for herself. It couldn't be clearer. The Shach says the heter of this sif doesn't apply. So what? So it seems that the heter that by a real shifcha who you own is mutter because she's cooking based on you. So if you're going to be mekel by a hired shifcha, it's vaitak, she does it al-das you, al-das the Yehudi. But if she's doing it for herself, then what's the difference that she's hired by you? Right now, she's not working for you, she's working for herself. She's giving herself lunch. So in that case, the shach says the heter doesn't apply. That's how he answers why later we have a discussion of kashering. So unfortunately, the shach limits the use of the heter of Sifdalid, limits it very very seriously, that when she's cooking for herself, the heter doesn't apply. It could be she's cooking for you and herself, it would apply. Or she's cooking solely for herself, so she's not working for you at that moment. At that moment she's working for herself. For herself, and then you still have a problem.
If she belonged to you, she's cooking for herself.
If she literally belonged to you and she cooked for herself, maybe it's not so clear because the Ramah is talking already Bizman Hazeh that we don't have real servants, so you may be right. No. What? He seems not to be, because the Teres Chatos, remember, it talks about our Shvachas, at least that's the way the Shach is interpreting our Ramah. The Heter is only B'di'evah. What I was saying is that with a Tziruf of a Fry Yid, which is a Machlaikis, so maybe it could be Mekel L'chadchila. I mean, nobody says to, none of the Poskim Achrayim in the Chofetz Chaim and the Aruch HaShulchan don't say to be Mekel L'chadchila. But they're not talking about a Fry Yid, they're talking about a... She's cooking for a Jew. The Aruch HaShulchan, Chofetz Chaim say, B'yef Shebin Yenacher, you could be Mekel. The problem with the Fry Yid, so the Tshuva Aleph said that Bishul Akum, there are two reasons, Chasmus and Gezer of Kashrus. That if you start eating from their cooking, even though now you know it's kosher, you may eat from them even when it's not kosher. So there are two reasons by Bishul Akum, that's the reason to be Machmir by a Fry Yid. Yeah, even though now you know it's kosher, you wouldn't eat it anyway. But it's a gzeira, if you can eat from a guy from a fry, it's cooking. You can end up eating even when it's not kosher.
Having in all these cases, the nechal mo
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. If it's Nechel Chai, then it's mutter anyway. Somebody had asked why by Nechel Chai we're not afraid it's treif. Because by Nechel Chai, you are afraid it's treif. You have to make sure it's kosher. But the gzeira, if you're going to start eating now, you're going to be mamshech and eat, and you'll end up eating non-kosher. That gzeira was only made on a kosher of a cookie.
You're worried that they might cook something to you in your house. Why do we let them work in our houses? Like, vermin at
the city. Not cooking.
So
you really have to make sure they don't cook. They could be in the house. So it's enough for Chazawa Geyser. That's enough of a boundary between a Jew and a guy. Chazawa Geyser, certain things, those things we're careful with.
How does it take off the constraint of fasting?
What?
How does it take off the constraint of fasting?
Which part of it?
So
if she's working, if it's in a base Yisrael, you can understand. There's less chasnus a guy in a Jewish house than a guy's house. I think you can understand. Because all there is, you'll come to socialize. But you have to remember, we're not worried about making a vart with them. We're worried about becoming friendly with them. So when you go to their, you're certainly friendlier when you go to their house than when she's working in your house. So. That's the heter of the Raivin. The heter of Knuya Islanu is that this cooking is done al das us. It's not done al das us.
More friendly with someone in your house than the guy in Idaho fishing the
fun
in the factory.
The Beis Chamashah. So I want to talk about that. Okay. And then I just want to finish the Ramadan. I want to talk about
this. Sometimes
want
this. Somebody's like a restaurant or a hotel. If the flame went out and the guy went and lit it again, that must be okay.
But the Eved, you have these two tzurufim. Yeah, you're right. You have these two
tzurufim.
Now, the Ramah adds a third machlaikis. Now, there's one machlaikis by Shvachis. There's one machlaikis derived that was matter by Yisrael. There's a third, Vafilu lechatchila noegen lahakul bebeis Yisrael. Shashvachis vavodim bevashul bebeis Yisrael. There's a third grounds to be makel even lechatchila, and that is ki efshe shelo yechate echa b'bayis ha'esh. When you cook on the fire, it's not possible that somebody's going to cook and nobody's going to, I guess, stick in their nose and play around with the fire. And so, the question is, what this means? It's efshe that somebody's going to cook and no one's going to go and say that the fire should be now. I guess they used to have fire with firewood. You walked by, you made sure there was enough firewood, or you made sure the fire wasn't flickering. It would be a normal thing to turn it over. Now, that's what it means. That doesn't apply to our ovens. In our ovens, I mean, I'm living in our house for 30-something years, and my wife cooks. I was never mechata anything that she cooked. Even when she told me, don't forget to do it, I also forget to do it. Koshke, but she didn't invite me. So it's not today. It's not so common. Now, it could be a balabusta does. You tell the maid, put something up. She checks on the fire, a little higher, a little lower. So, you know, now that with the crock pots, a big part of Shabbos, our generation grew up with, the next generation is not growing up with. Part of my Shabbos was that after the Suda, my mother would check the cholent and move it further from the fire and closer to the fire. No, that was all part of the Shabbos cholent. So today it's our crock pots. People are losing that part of the Jewish tradition. But it could be that Shvachei Shalanu, the Balabusta, I don't know. What? Studies of Lech, yeah. So at any rate, it's not at all clear that this heter of Efshe Shelo Yechate does not apply. The Shach in Sivkat Lechav, which I read to you a moment ago, says it does not apply when a guy cooks for herself, because if she's cooking for herself, what do I care? It'll burn, won't burn. Like, it's not, the Balabusta is not worried about her cooking. So this is the heter of Siv Dalet, which at best has very limited b'dieved ramifications for us, certainly not chadchilon. At least b'dieved is a little something to rely on. Now, I mentioned to you briefly last week, there is a heter that is known as Beis Charoshes. Beis Charoshes, I think, is modern Hebrew for factories. And the source of that het is a Maritz. The Maritz says that factories things that are made in a factory, the Isser Bishul Akum doesn't apply. It's not the same as a palter. A palter is you go into a takeout food, and in the back they have a stove, not very different than your stove, maybe a little bigger, and they're cooking in a pot, not much different than your pot, maybe a little bigger, and they're making potato kugel in the same tins that you make potato kugel at home. So you don't have time to do it, so they do it. So there's no heter by Bishul that it's made by a palter. However, the heter of Beis Charoshes is something which needs a factory setting in order to be made. Now, I don't know exactly what the Maharit was referring to, because I don't know what factories they had that many hundred years ago. But today, where you make, pretzels or potato chips, there are certain things that you really can't make at home. Or maybe it's possible to make, but in the way they make it, Cheerios, the way they make it, it's not so common to be able to make it in a person's home. That's called Beis Charoshes. And the tshuva about it in Mechas is about sardines. And nobody cooks sardines in their home the way they cook sardines, at least there. And therefore, the Maharit is Mekel, and it's Ramaisha, the Shmua is that Ramaisha held, and Ikar Adin, that's a Kula. Things that are made in Beis Charoshes in a factory, that should be Mutter. Now,
the factory could only be made.
Things that normally could only be made in a factory. Maybe a person could figure out how to make it, but nobody makes it in their homes. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they disagree with the heter. The Michas Yitzchak has a tshuva in which he's machmir, and the Betzina Rav, the Be'er Maisha, Shevet Alevi, quotes the Chasayinish. They're not so surprising in Eretz Yisrael, where they're much tougher in general, to rely on a Das Yachid that has a heter. They're not so quick to be makel, but again, it's used as a tziruf.
There's little to no
chasnus chashash. There's little to no, that's the point. There's little to no chasnus chashash. And,
why
do you want to marry Eretz Yisrael then? It's not going to come to this. Because the Gezerah was made as a Gezerah, and we don't find this exception of Paspalter. And it could be out kashrus, but anyway, this comes up in the Retor Shaila. The Shaila which comes up the most among kashrus organizations is the retorts, where I mentioned to you last time they roll in a retort is a chamber. I was in the new factory that Abels and Hyman's has there. It's a whole room, and they roll in whatever it is. They roll in the case of the cans, they roll in sealed cans of food, and they close the room and they fill it up with steam, and it cooks everything in the room. Right. So the question, the whole tumul is whether there's Bishul on Akum on steam, which we're going to get to later. And really, more importantly, they pack the sardines or the tuna in either oil or water. The steam heats up the water, and the water cooks the contents of the can. So the question is whether that should have a din of cooking in water or cooking in steam. That's the dispute, the ongoing dispute regarding Bishul Akum. And there are chalukedayas on the matter. There are no shortage of tshuvas on the matter. There are journals that have been published with a list of tshuvas. Ari Yisrael had once a whole volume on the Retor Shaila. So I don't mean to go into the Shaila. It's an old Shaila. Rabbi Falk from England has in his sefer a long tshuva. He brings all the more encyclopedic type of thing, where he brings all the tshuvas. And be that as it may, I don't. The Retor Shaila. What's the big deal that you have to pay him to be there to push the button? That's really the problem. A lot of these places are all over the world, and tuna fish is made in countries where Jews are not welcome. Tuna fish is made in Indonesia. It's made in Malaysia. A lot of tuna fish is a very big product that's sold, that's manufactured in many places, and a lot of it is sold. And Malaysia, Indonesia, New Zealand, these are places. See, Puerto Rico, it's a little easier. In the Caribbean, you can get Jews to go down a little bit. But in these countries, it's very hard. The Jews that are Yetzir v'Nichnas go 2, 3, maybe 4 times a year, the whole Yetzir v'Nichnas. And because it's very difficult. It's not so simple. The one person I know who's there, he brought in tefillin. He doesn't want to get caught at the airport with tefillin. So he brought in tefillin, and in the hotel, he rented a locker, and he leaves it there. He has a pair of tefillin, he has some clothing there, some sidurim, and he leaves it in the locker in the hotel. He brought it in once, and he goes, like, I don't know, 4 times a year, or 3 times a year, and and that's how he does it. But it's not easy to get a yid to be there to push the button every day. He's certainly not going to find minyan. It's not a place in there yid. Well, it's enough to push the button, because when you put in the racks, the fire is not on yet. Right? So you don't need a Jew to push in the racks. Right? You push in the racks, you close the door, and it's like turning on the fire when the food is already on the stove. Why? Maybe the fire was on beforehand? Maybe the fire was on beforehand. Okay.
Can they push the button remotely?
Could they push the button remotely? Probably tomorrow's future will be that way. I mentioned to you what the Mechas Yitzchak says allows. He doesn't allow pushing it once and it's set to keep on going for years on the same Shabbos clock. But to do it each day, he's matir. He's not talking about remote, but he's talking about setting up, going into the factory, setting up the Shabbos clock, going home. You don't want to come early. They start working 5 in the morning. So you don't want to come 5 in the morning. So you set the Shabbos clock, and he says it's good. So remotely, where it's not, it's done Mishas Maisa, I think he would be Mekel. So maybe that's the wave of the future. They'll set up a remote setting to do it. I mean, you have to really know. You have to know they're not playing games with you on the other end. I guess it's possible. You know, you could be pushing buttons. It could be on the other side. Could be a fake out. So you have to make sure that it's real. But I guess I imagine it's possible. Okay. Anyway, this is Sif Dal. Let's go out to Sif Hey. Sif Hey is a new kula. Ovi kechavim shebishol v'loy niskadim lebishol. This is a great kula. There's no machlokes. Just a straight kula. A guy who cooks without kavana to cook. Now, it's not so common that a guy cooks without kavanah to cook. So first let's learn the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch's example, and we'll try to think how it has a shayfus today. Mutter. A guy who cooked without knowing it, that's okay, ketzah. A guy wants to clear brush from a swampy area. Kidei lahavir achotzir, to get rid of the overgrowth. The nisbashlu by chagavim. So he burnt away the overgrowth, and when it goes out, you find some roasted grasshoppers. Harelu matarim. Afilu mamakim shaylan ashulcha malachim. Second example. V'chei, imchara sharoish, chara charoish lahavir aseir. You have a head of an animal, it was already presumably salted, and or using it for tzli, and you're putting it in a fire to remove the hair. When you singe it with a fire, the hair stands up. It's easier to remove the hair. Now the head doesn't cook, but the tips of the ears, they roast first. The Gemara says that about Gehenim. People who speak Lashon Hara and Gehenim, their ears get roasted first. Are you allowed to eat those ears? Not the Gehenim ones, the ones of the animal. Shenitzlu b'shas hacharicha. So it's mutter. Aval in kivin l'shem bishul. But if the guy was mechamim for bishul, guy shehisik atanu levashul bai, the guy goes to the communal oven, puts in food, and turns on the fire. V'ayu b'basar t'chilo v'nitzla, and a Jew had food there, aval bishul ay kivin l'zeh ha-basar, shayil yadabai. The guy didn't know Jew's food was there, it's still awesome. So it has to be that he's mechavin, not mechavin for cooking at all, If you're not mechamer for cooking, it's mutter. Where does this come up in contemporary times? The shaila, it was much more common than it is today, comes up when you have a blackout in a neighborhood. It happens more up in the mountains than it does here, and certainly in California now it became a sort of a regular practice. So what happens if a Jew put up a crock pot, whether it's Shabbos or weekday, he puts up a crock pot, he goes to work, in the middle of the day he's a blackout. So the crock pot goes out, the food's not yet cooked to Michael Ben-Nisai, the food is not cooked. And then, after 3 hours, they turn the electricity back on, and now the crock pot is turned on, and it cooks. Now, who turned on the crock pot 3 hours later? A guy. Right? A guy turned it on. So pashtus das bishalakum. What? Even though you put it on a fire, but that fire went out, and 3 hours later, a new fire went on. It's not a hemshich of the old fire. So the question is whether that's mutter or not. So there, what? It's certainly far away. This is Beis Chareshes. It's funny, Beis Chareshes is in your house, but the electricity is remote. Is okay. Anyway, so the heter that is discussed, what? But you put it on the fire, but then the fire went out. What happens if you're in your house, you put it on the fire goes out. And the guy walks by and says, oh, the fire's out, and the guy turns it on. So that would be a problem. Yeah?
Well, Brother Russell, if the goy had turned on the power to the grid, let's say before the food was turned on, then when
it's not a problem. If a guy turns on a fire and a Jew puts the food on the fire, that's okay. Right? The guy can turn on fire and then a Jew puts the food on the fire, that's not an issue. A guy turns on a fire and a Jew puts the food onto the fire, that's perfectly okay. The problem here is that the food is there and the guy turns on the electricity and the fire, now it cooks. If it's automated. You mean if it's automated? There's some Jew, there's some human being causing it to go on. Oh, so that's why I'm talking about it here. Here, the chayra, the heter would be, we have to talk about this heter, the guy, when he turns on the fire, he's not mechavin to turn on your crock pot. He's mechavin to turn on the electricity. Now, is l'chayre, there's a heta vein of mechavin. He's not mechavin to turn on your crock pot.
And Rams, how does Rams know? Between his hitting the switch and then Astoria.
Yeah. So is that a heta that he's going?
Does Rams come into play here?
I don't know. Maybe. But I'm talking about the heta vein of mechavin now. Let's see if that heta applies. What? The switch is turned on beforehand, and the guy put the basic electricity to go through. The switch is meaningless if it's not plugged in. And it's not plugged into the board. It's funny, the guy is there and the food is here. You have a tariff of base. Okay.
The same question would be by pasteurization. You tend to kill the bacteria, but I've got you to cook anyway.
It's a good question. It doesn't come up much because pasteurization is usually done on foods that are nechel chai. So in theory, your question is if they're turning on the fire for a totally different reason, whether it applies. Oh, I'll tell you, yes. There is a case that's similar to that. Okay, there's a case that's similar. I don't have anybody to talk about Bishul Akum, but in Hilcha Shabbos, there is the following two cases. One case, it talks about the boiler. You have a boiler that heats up your house. It says in Shulchan Aruch, HaKol Chaylim Eitzel Hatzina. Everybody has a Chaylim Lagabi Kol. And you're allowed to have a guy come into the house and turn on the boiler on Shabbos. In Europe, they did that. At night, they slept with covers. They didn't keep the steam on. And Shabbos morning, the guy would come in and turn on the boiler. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to have a guy, not a Jew, but a guy Friday night put a pot of water on the boiler. And the next day, when the guy turns on the boiler, in addition to heating up the house, the pot of water, which is on sitting on the, you know, it's Uncle Ben, Ben Franklin's potbelly stove, which is heating up the house, now it's also going to heat your food. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that's mutter. Why? Because the guy who's turning on the boiler is not mechavin to cook the food, so there's no gezeira. Now we're not talking about v'shalakum. We're talking about the knas on a guy doing malacha for you, and therefore that's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah calls it noyagin. It's a custom. She'eni Yehudi meitzien akderis min hatanurim. They put pots by the tanur beischayrif, by the boiler. And then the shifra, the more he turns on the boiler, then the kderis get heated up the next day. So it's mutter. Rama says it's absolutely mutter. That's a type of ena mechavin. Guys mechavin turn on the boiler, and the cooking is something that happens agav. Now that's fine. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is a Simin Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Hei in the Ramah. I'm reading to you from the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Sadik Tes. He says that applies to the boilers in the time of the Ramah. If there's a Mishnah Berurah, long Mishnah Berurah to explain the Heter, says, Ava, Tanurim Shekairin English Shekichin, I guess the English stoves that they have today, these boilers are made that you always put food or hot water or water to heat up. There it's also the vadai kavanas any Yehudi behesik. Certainly the kavan of the guy who turns on the boiler. Gam bishul bishalak teres. What does that mean? That means the main kavan of the guy is turn on the boiler. Now agav, he's cooking food. The place where it's not the derech for food to get cooked, that's called ena miskav. But in our English kitchen, in our stoves where it's normal, if it's normal, even though his main idea is to turn on the boiler, but since agav, he knows he's cooking food, so Mishnah Berurah says that therefore that's awesome. That's what it says here in the Mishnah Berurah. The question is, based on this, today, it's also because of a guy doing malacha for you. Hilchos Shabbos. He's not talking about Bishalakim at all. It's not about Hilchos Shabbos. The Hilchos Shabbos, if you put the food on, the food is also, right? The guy who's cooking the food, so that it's also the fact that he... What? So old Tanurim, where it wasn't the normal thing. Let's say you go down to the basement to your boiler. You put water in by the boiler. So the guy turns out the boiler. He doesn't, he's not mechavin to the food. I'm mechavin, but he's not mechavin. That's a psikration. It's a case where when they turn it on, it's going to heat it up. That's the case. Ramo and Michael was not a psikration. But then, so this is the heter that it says here. So it says a heter, and this is the issue rather. But when it's known that your main kavan is the boiler, which is okay, but you're also cooking, it says it's awesome. So the suffix we have is when the guy in Con Ed or Pacific E&G turns the electricity back on, he knows that there are some electric devices, cooking devices that are attached to the grid. It's a small amount. It's mostly, what is electricity used for mostly? For lights and air conditioning and computers and refrigerators. It's mostly for other things. But he knows there are some people who cook using the fire. The question is whether that would be called the Eina Miskavin Legabe the cooking. Whether that's Eina Miskavin. So I'm not sure what the answer is. I know that years ago when this happened in the bungalow colony and the grid went back on, that we were makel because it's Eina Miskavin. But the question is if he knows that there's such things. That's the issue. No, psikration definitely is. The question is if he's mechavin. It's a psikration. He turns out the grid is vadi going to cook. That's no shiloh. So that's the question. The question is if he's aware of it or not. Okay. It could be when he burns the brush, he knows they are cooked grasshoppers, but he's not thinking about it. So it could be. Right.
So
that's the question. If he knows, but it's a minute, and when he burns the brush, he knows there'll be roasted grasshoppers. It just doesn't enter his mind. I understand. These are the two tzadim, and you could argue in Svara. You have to bring a raya, but what's wrong, David? Guy's doing his job. So what does he think he's doing? And what about the guy in the Mishnah Berurah? What about the guy in the Mishnah Berurah? And the guy about the Mishnah Berurah's case? What? But his whole purpose is to turn on the electricity for the customers. That's true. Okay. In Shabbos, the problem is being nehenah, but even there, Einam Miskaven is mutter. But there is a heter of Einam Miskaven. Oh, the lights, or the question of whether you can nehenah and Jim then in general from the lights. So there is America and there is Israel. In America, when the guy turns on the lights, he's not turning the lights dafka for Jews. He's turning the lights for the guy also. If it's just the bungalow colony had a blackout, you'd be right. But when you have the whole area has a blackout, so when they turn it back on, the das, it's like ner lecha ner lameya, the electricity is for everybody. Neretz Yisrael, Shri Shabbos Kolchasa brings a heter, because when they turn it back on after the blackouts, in places where it includes hospitals, even though hospitals have their own generators, but it's not as good. So since they're allowed to turn it on Shabbos for the hospitals, certainly I think I. So therefore, he's makel that as far as the hanah from the electricity, like for your lights and the air conditioning, that is makel. Okay, at any rate, this is the heter of Sifhei and the possible applications. This summer we had a very unique shaila, which may, on the first glance, can be compared to this, second glance not. In the camp, they have a cooking device. It's a big rectangular or square area. It fills up with water, and they put into it either spaghetti, which is not a bishul akum shaylo, or gefilte fish. They put in loaves of gefilte fish, and they turn it on, and it cooks. Now, why is this any better than anything else? The maila here is there's a button. When it's cooked, it tilts backwards, and the water drains straight into a drain. Then you go back down, and it's just easier to use. You drain the water easily. It tilts up. The water goes out. It tilts back. You take out whatever you cooked. And then you cook the next batch. You know, you can't cook for the whole camp at one shot. So that's what you do. It's been in camp for a number of years. You know what I'm talking about? This summer, they discovered that when it tilts up, the fire goes off. Anyone knew that? And when it tilts back down, the fire goes on. I guess it's a safety thing. Then when it lifts up, the fire which is underneath goes up. And when it goes back down, the fire goes on. So now they have a Bishul Akum Shaila. Because they have a guy. The Yid turns it on the first time. But then they have the guy. And the guy, the first bunch of gefilte fish is cooked. The guy tilts it up, takes out the gefilte fish, lowers it, turns on the faucet, fills up with water, he puts in more gefilte fish. The guy doesn't even know he turned on the fire. No, the guy doesn't know. Nobody knew. Now when you put it, you don't have to turn the fire back on. It goes on automatically. When it goes up, it goes off. When it goes down, it goes on. But the guy's turning it on when he lowers it. When he lowers... No, you push a button, you turn the thing. Yeah, and you lower it down. And then when it lowers down, I guess it pushes its own button by landing down. And it goes, the fire goes on. So here, the guy is mechaven to cook. But he's not mechaven to turn on the fire. The guy thinks he's cooking. The guy, no, the Jews have to turn on the fire. The guy goes, the Yid turned on the fire. But he doesn't know that when it goes up, the fire goes off. And when it goes down, he's turning on the fire. So here is the Einam Miskaven, but he's not Einam Miskaven Lavashel. He's the Einam Miskaven to be a guy who's cooking. As far as he knows, it's a Jew who's cooking. So, what? residual heat, the heter of residual heat. Maybe the heter of residual heat would apply. I imagine once they put in the cold water, I'm not sure if there's still some heat. I don't know if they put in the water first and the fish second. I'm not sure how it works. Maybe if you hold residual heat as a heter, it would maybe be a heter. Anyway, I don't have a maramokim on this, and just the Maisa Shahayim. What? Well, we're mach, because in camp we try to draw the Hilchat Chatchila. Question is, what's the Ikar Adin? I don't know. What? Well, we just have to have Jews push it down again and then turn on the fire. That's all. Well, we don't align the pilot heter, but today all the new devices don't have pilots. They don't have pilots. Yeah, we don't want to do things b'di'eved. We're looking to do things l'chatchila. We don't want to do things b'di'eved. Advertise camp. Come to camp. Everything's put to b'di'eved. What? Throw out? No, question l'chatchila what to do. Question is what to do l'chatchila. All right. Sivav. Kol shebishla Yisrael ma'at bishulai. This is the beginning of a long arichus and a number of sifim. The question is, how much of it has to be cooked by a Jew to be mutter? So we can only take it a step at a time. Sivav is the first small step. Kol shebishla Yisrael ma'at bishulai. Bein b'tchila bein b'saif mutter. Lefikach. Eminiach oivikachav in basar akadei ragabi ha'esh. If a guy put food on a fire, and the Jew did something, he stirred the pot, turned over the meat, or the reverse, Harry is a mutter, as long as the Jew contributes to it, it's mutter. No comment by any of the mepharshim here on this. Ramah says, afilu lo hayim is bashal, b'leisiu avikachavim. Big chula. Even if it would not have cooked without the guy, the Jew did not do enough for it to cook, and it's still mutter. He seems to be explaining, but what he seems to the toothpick hatter. Okay, so the question is, what the mechaber holds in this case? Remember, the mechaber holds that the Jew has to cook. The shach and tav is slightly different, but let's look at the shach. L'chayra kasha, who neged ashas. It doesn't fit with the Gemara. V'sech tzav v'edazara daf la'mechas amin aleph. V'mevi'e beis yaisif. Listen to what the Gemara says. D'arminon. Either lo'y hafek ba'y v'kechavim lo'y have a bishul. If it's a case where without the guy you would not have cooked. Bishul lo'y v'kechavim u'vasar. Gemara says b'feirish that if what the Jew did alone would not be enough for it to cook, that it would be asr. So it's mamish, the hepach of this Ramah. V'chenu b'paiskim u'beis yaisim. V'kein b'sivayat t'kram em gimel den tes. Eminyach Yisrael basa gabi g'cholom shal yroi l'spashol v'litzlois. V'bar v'kachav v'hafach bav in l'spashol mutter akal l'shaynay. V'tzarech yin. It's not like the Gemara. So the Taz tries to make it fit, but the Shach doesn't bother. The Shach says the following. V'nira, v'sfilei l'sivayat v'harav. Nihi, listen to this. Medina de Shas, also Bekai Gavna. Apid, what it says in the Gemara, it's awesome. Mekamak. Hagam chitui vikisum, also Medina de Shas, throwing the toothpick, also, according to Gemara, should not be a heter. The loyhoyim is bashel b'loysi avikachavim, a toothpick can't cook. Afilo hachi, anu matirin, anu meaning, I guess the Ramah is matir, elahainu mitaymi de kaimalon, because we passed him. Kiecha de mahani kisim lael simin kuf yud beis if yud. Joseph pas akum umekel. Who had the bishul akum? Komesh kosav arif pismag visav ehetar. Kiecha de kisim bepas leishar medina de shas. Komesh kosav apayskim. Pismag kuf beis. I'm sorry, I skipped back. El samchir vashka bechuluf min hongin de bebinei Yisrael ube bebinei babo. Wis saimuch amini geret Yisrael. Vahanach lem li Yisrael shiu shaygigin. Not a great heter. But he says, lemaisa, that even though l'shas didon, it's aser, but this is an area where the minig followed minig Eretz Yisrael, presumably shas Yerushalmi, but at least minig Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you have a heter. When you learn dafiyas akav, I told you there are two categories of heter, one which is in the Gemara, one which is not in the Gemara. The category of the three kulis that are not in the Gemara, they come from Minig Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramah is saying, the Shach is saying, that just like by Afia was Saimach on Zorak Eitzechad and the Ficha and Chitui Ma'at, so the same thing over here was Saimach on those kulis as well. And that's what the Ramah here is based on. Now, means that there was a machlokes Shas Bavli and Minig Eretz Yisrael, and normally we always pass by Shas Bavli against Yerushalmi, but in Afiyas Akum, Bishalakum, which are not as chomer, where Saimach in certain areas, the Minig is to be Saimach on Minig Eretz Yisrael, which is based on Yerushalmi, not on Bavli. So this is one of the rare places where it says Beferish, that it's not a heta based on Shas Didon. But nevertheless, it's a heter. Now, this is only an introduction because of Zion. We're going to get into the broader question of chitoy and throwing in a kisum and the pilot light heter. That's also of Zion. So I guess if just have done it, this is Zion, which we'll get to next week in the session.